Your Blinkit bill shifts if you have Swiggy installed. Your Uber fare changes by the minute. Even your toothpaste price depends on when you hit buy. But hotels? Way too many still stuck in one rate. For everyone, all the time. Guests have evolved. Why haven't we? Hi, I'm Gitika. I work with hotel owners and hospitality pros across India who are ready to think smarter about pricing technology and what today's guests really expect. And today, I want to talk about something that blew my mind just last week. Revenue Expert Insider, come on and let's go. Revenue Expert Insider, gonna help you to grow. Revenue Expert Insider, more to see, more to know. Revenue Expert Insider, Revenue Expert Insider. It started with a trip I took last November. I stayed at this lovely riverside hotel in Rishikesh, tucked perfectly between Ram Jhula and Janki Jhula. A 2-minute walk from Shatrughan Ghat, serene location, just enough buzz. I loved it. Fast forward to now. My mom and sister were planning a summer break, and I thought, why not book the same hotel? Same room, same guests, just a different name. Same magical location. But here's the kicker. It's peak summer season. And yet the price? Exact same rate. No search, no loyalty nudge, no adjustment for demand. And that's when it hit me. How are hotels still using static pricing in 2025 when Blinkit literally adjusts your bill based on your battery levels? Let's talk about what the rest of the world is doing. Blinkit or Zepto? They change prices based on how many times you open the app, your phone's GPS, or even if Swiggy is installed. Airlines? Your fares go up if you search too often or use a certain browser. Fintech? Loan interest rates shift in real time based on your profile or behavior. They're playing chess while hotels are stuck playing checkers. Because here's what hotels still ask. What's your best available rate today? When they should be asking, what's the best price for this guest right now? And here's the thing, hotels already have the tools. You've got RMS systems, you've got CRMs bursting with guest data. You've got direct booking engines that can respond in real time. But we treat them like glorified Excel sheets. We don't ask smarter questions. It's not a tech problem, it's a mindset problem. Let's call it out. Static pricing, one rate for all. This is 1990s thinking. Dynamic pricing, rates shift with demand, better, but still too generic. Customized pricing, the right rate for the right guest at the right moment. That's where the magic is. That's where we need to be. It's not about manipulating prices. It's not about recognizing guest context. It's about respecting the uniqueness of every booking moment. You have the data, you have the systems, you just need a better question. Not what should be my rate, but who is the rate for? So here's what I want you to do next. Pull up your last 10 bookings. Ask yourself, did I treat each of these guests the same? Same price, same offer, same communication? If the answer is yes, that's your starting point. Let's stop playing small with pricing. Let's stop asking average questions in an age of hyper-personalized commerce. Your guest has changed. Your tools are ready. Now, it's your turn. Because in 2025, the real competition isn't just the hotel next door. It's every app on your guest's phone that knows how to move faster, price smarter, and think personal. So the question is, will you keep up or keep missing out? Thank you very much. This is Gitika signing out.